Blog Talk Radio.
Strictly from those events that's happening out there in those areas.
So like again, whatever you donate is 100% tax deductible. It's a 501c3. All the information is there. You'll get your receipt through the website. We appreciate y'all more than that. People that it's going to benefit, appreciate you more than that. So you never know where your money's going and who's getting affected by that. So that's just when you give, you don't give up. Worry about what people are doing. What did you worry about? What the cause is, and that's what you send it for. You send it for that, and you just that's when I give. I say, hey, get to these people. I see somebody standing around. Hey man, here you go. I can't worry about what he want to do with it or she want to do with it. I'm still. Okay, the struggle continues with Kanye. Yeah, Kanye don't want to be tracked down. I'm trying to track down the mobile. He don't want to be tracked down. Y'all all in his business. You know, when you come from nothing, man, you can't disgrace a person like that with the money game. You're not going to get him like that with the money game. Nah. Because as long as you got a mind and a mouth and you can maneuver, you can always make whatever you did. You can recreate. You're a creator, you know. You're a creator. You're ill. You obey and you govern. You know how to govern. You know how to create and govern. And you can, you know, that's nothing. So that's how he probably looking at it. The real looking at it like, man, see a lot of people will fold from the pressure they putting on them. You feel me? Nah, man. Again, I guess all this stuff with the sister and the brother, we just going through stuff. They just put it out there in the world, man. Okay, so let's forget. Those are the three websites. Health.info, that's health. The dashes between the word health like healthcare. Help and Earth Acquires Life Through Humanity. That's the acronym for the nonprofit, and that's what we do, helping Earth acquire life through humanity in more than one way. So h-e-a-l-t-h.info and Legal Empowerment Group 101.com and Al Moore Consultation LLC.com. And that's Al Moore, A-L-M-O-O-R. Okay, A-L-M-O-O-R Consultation LLC.com. Okay, so for y'all that's new to Blog Talk, and for y'all that's new to who are the Moors, and for y'all that's new to who, not only who are the Moors, who is Noble Drew Ali. So we always go into our, some of our readings where we read out the Moorish Quran. And I want to read the very beginning of it for all those who don't know. The Holy Quran of the Moorish Temple of America, they call it Circle 7. Okay, divinely prepared by the noble prophet, Drew Ali. Okay, by the guiding of his father, God Allah, the great God of the universe, to redeem man from his sinful and fallen stage of humanity back to the highest plane of life with his father, God Allah. Know thyself and Allah, the genealogy of Yahushua, life and works of Yahushua in India, Europe, and the land of Egypt. Noble Drew Ali, the prophet and founder of the Moorish Temple of America, to redeem the people from their sinful ways. Okay. Then has Sultan Abdul Aziz Abu Saad, the descendant of Hagar, now the head of the holy city of Mecca. Know thyself and thy father God Allah, the genealogy of Jesus, Yahushua, with 18 years of the events, life works, and teachings in India, Europe, and Africa. These events occurred before he was 30 years of age. These secret lessons are for all of those who love Yahushua and desire to know about his life works and teachings. Dear readers, do not falsely use these lessons. They are for good, peace, and happiness for all of those that love Yahushua. Dear mothers, teach these lessons to your little ones that they may learn to love instead of hate. Dear fathers, by these lessons you can set your house in order and your children will learn to love instead of to hate. The lessons of this pamphlet are not for sale, but for the sake of humanity, as I am a prophet and the servant is worthy of his hire, you can receive this pamphlet at expense. The reason these lessons have not been known is because the Muslims of India, Egypt, and Palestine had these secrets and kept them back from the outside world. And with the time appointed by Allah, they loosened the keys and freed these secrets. And for the first time in ages have these secrets been delivered in the hands of the Muslims of America. All authority and rights of publishing of this pamphlet of 1927 by the Prophet Tawajjuh Ali. The Industrious Acts of the Muslims of Northwest and Southwest Africa. These are the Moabites, Hamathites, and Canaanites who were driven out of the land of Canaan by Joshua and received permission from the pharaohs of Egypt to settle in that portion of Egypt. In later years, they formed themselves kingdoms. These kingdoms are called this day Morocco, Algiers, Tripoli, etc. Okay? That's how the Moorish Quran start off. For all those who love Jesus, to love Yahushua, to teach your children to love instead of hate, because that's what put up in it. But you haven't been taught about Yahushua. You've been taught about Jesus. So now you got to learn about Yahushua. And that's the whole part of it. So the first chapter of the Moorish Quran starts about the creation and fall of man. Okay, so that's where we're going to start off on our education this week, because we're going to go in and we're going to understand, and we're going to get an understanding of who is who. Okay, and I want you guys to understand, Mary, we got to get an understanding of Mary, of Elizabeth, of Joseph, Zachariah. You see what I'm saying? These people that we didn't get an understanding of. Okay? So, anyway, so when you, chapter 2 is about education of Mary and Elizabeth in Zone Egypt. Okay? So, chapter 1 in the Moorish Quran is the creation of all the man. Chapter 2 is education of Mary and Elizabeth in Zone Egypt. Chapter 3 is Elihu's lesson, the unity of life. Let me give you the chapters real quick. Chapter 4, death and burial of Elizabeth, Methino's lesson, the ministry of death. Chapter 5, after the feast, the homeward journey, the missing Yahushua, the search for him. His parents find him in the temple. He goes with them to Nazareth, symbolic meaning of carpenter tools. That's chapter 5. Chapter 6, the life and works of Yahushua in India among the Muslims. Chapter 7, the friendship of Yahushua and Lamas. Yahushua explained to Lamas the meaning of truth. Chapter 8, Yahushua reveals to the people of their simple ways. Chapter 9, Yahushua attends a feast in Bihar, and here he taught human equality. Chapter 10, Yahushua spoke on the unity of Allah and man to the Hindus. Chapter 11, Yahushua and Bharata, together they read the sacred books. Chapter 12, Yahushua teaches the common people at a spring, tells them how to obtain eternal happiness. Okay. It's just like I said, it's go all the way through. Y'all gonna have to get y'all a copy of the Moorish Quran, but we're gonna start in this morning. I want to teach on this morning our teaching. I want to go in first on. I'm gonna give you some of Elizabeth first, because I want to set that tone, and then I'll go into one of the regions where you could feel Yahushua breathe on you from out the Moorish Quran, because you never felt him breathe on you, because that was taken out of your Bible. So you don't have them speaking the isms like that. Okay. So here goes chapter 2, Education of Mary and Elizabeth in Zone Egypt. You're on blogtalkradio.com/TheMorningDrip with Sudhi Bombay. We're in school this morning. Get into where we're trying to go. And we're going to get into the how to live within contracts. I'm not going to finish my readings this morning, but I'm on Blog Talk Radio. This is what we do. Okay. Education of Mary and Elizabeth in Zone Egypt. The Archelaus reigned in Jerusalem. He was a selfish, cruel king. He put to death all of those who did not honor him. He called in council all the wisest men and asked the infant claimant of his throne. 3. The council said that John and Yahushua both were dead, if any was satisfied. 4. Says, now Joseph, Mary, and their son were in Egypt and Zone, and John was with his mother in the Judean hills. Elihu and Salome sent messengers in haste to find Elizabeth and John. They found them. They brought them to Zone. Now Mary and Elizabeth were marveling much because of their deliverance. Elihu said, it is not strange. There are no happenings. Law governs all events. From olden times it was ordained that you should be with us and that this sacred school be taught. Elihu and Salome took Mary and Elizabeth out to the sacred grove nearby where they were wont to teach. Elihu said to Mary and Elizabeth, you may esteem yourselves thrice blessed, for you are chosen mothers of long-promised sons, to lay a solid rock, a sure foundation stone, on which the temple of the perfect man shall rest, a temple that shall never be destroyed. We measure time by cycle ages, and the gate to every age we deem a milestone in the journey of the race. An age has passed, the gate into another age flies open at the age touch of time. This is the preparation age of soul, the kingdom of Emmanuel and Allah of